Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You can stream the show live or check out some podcasts you may have missed earlier in the week. 991fmtalk.com. It's all right there for you on our website. So sometimes I hate being live and local because of the things that you have to talk about. And I just wonder when it happened, where it happened, why did it happen? At what point in society did we devalue life so much that we just don't care? We don't care about the harm others do. We don't care about the harm that we do. We just don't care. Is that coming from video games? Is it coming from being separated from the church? Is it coming from your environment, where you live, who you live with? It's just really sad. I mean, we live in a society now that in some areas you can have an abortion the day of delivery. In some areas, shoot cops, and it's just a sporting game. In other areas, like right here at home, Dayton, you hit a person and five dogs with your car, and you just drive away. 7 o'clock this morning. Around 7 o'clock, somebody hit a pedestrian who was walking five dogs, and the driver just left the scene. Happened out on 6 Mile Canyon Road between Ring Road and Roughing It Road. And it just amazes me that this person had just so little thought of, can I help this person? Can I need to make sure they're okay? I can't wait to hear the person's story when they're caught. And I urge you from the bottom of my soul, if you see a car with front end or headlight damage, maybe a car you see on a regular basis, but if you see a car with this damage, please call Secret Witness. Call law enforcement. You know the person. If it is a family member, if it is a friend, if they are acting strange, if they have front end damage on their car that wasn't there yesterday, 322-4900. Now, you know me. I would say we can't devalue the life of a dog that way, let alone five, but we cannot devalue the life of a human being that was just out on maybe their daily walk. Please. 322-4900. We don't know if this person is from that area. We don't know what the car looked like, what the vehicle looked like, who the driver was. That's where it takes you. It takes you and your eyes to be aware of what's going on in your community and be on the lookout for this vehicle with front end damage and call it in. If you were out in that area for any reason, just before 7, think in your mind, you have a lot better memory than you think you do. Was there somebody just driving recklessly that you kind of picked up on? Was there somebody that had front end damage and they were speeding away after 7? Somebody that was acting strange? Please call law enforcement or secret witness. It makes me think of what happens here in our own community, that we don't value what's going on. We don't value the future, the children, that, you know, there's a drug dealer upstairs. There's a drug dealer next door. You know they're dealing drugs. Drugs are stronger nowadays. Even the pot you smoke or others smoke is not the same as it was in the 60s. Readily available prescription drugs, fentanyl, things coming up from Mexico. If you know someone next to you, it's secret. It's anonymous. I've dealt with secret witness for so many years. They put out rewards for information. And the really cool thing is the minuscule amount of people who actually get their rewards. Because they don't want them. They just want a better community. They want to be able to let their kids grow up without bullets flying. You know, off the top of my head, I can think of 3 different neighborhoods that it's a common occurrence. The cops know. There's gangbangers. There's drug dealers. We talk about affordable housing. We talk about homelessness. You know, where do these people go? They're homeless because they don't want to live in those types of areas. Even they know, you know, I have a feeling, this is just from me, my opinion, that people are living out on the streets because they don't want to live in certain areas of this town because of the drug dealers, because of the shots fired into homes, into vehicles, the constant burglaries, the constant harassment. If you say anything, it's anonymous. 322-4900. We need to get these people out of our society. They need to be in jail. We need to run them out. What is it worth to you? Do you really want to live somewhere next to someone or work with someone or just, you know someone who will run down a person and 5 dogs and just drive off to say, I don't want to get caught? Because if it was truly an accident, accidents happen. That's understood. Stop. Try to help the person. Was the sun in your eyes? You don't know what happened. To me, that type of person, if it was truly an accident, they would have stopped. It's the people who do the hit and runs, the lives that are taken by these people, It's that person who could care less. I don't want to be around those people. I don't want those people in my community. Do you? I feel so bad for the, you know, Dayton's really getting hit. Gardnerville's getting hit. All of our bedroom communities are waking up to just horrific things nowadays that, oh, that only happens in the big city. That shouldn't even be happening here in Reno. It shouldn't be happening in Carson City. We're used to seeing stuff like this down in Vegas. The criminal element. Until you say to yourself, I don't want this in my community. We deserve better than this. 322-4900. Because we really can make a difference. And if you're in Reno, I want you to keep an extra eye out. Because this isn't just Dayton, okay? This isn't just something that happened. Oh, 6 Mile Canyon Road, that's like out in the middle of nowhere. That particular stretch of 6 Mile Road or of 6 Mile Canyon, that is a regular commute for tons of people that live in Dayton, but they work here in Reno. That person might be driving around Reno right now. That person might be trying to get into a body shop right now. They might be at a Kragen or a Napa Auto Parts trying to find, you know, something to fix their headlight. So they can say, oh, it wasn't me. Please. It's all I can ask. Take a look. They don't even know what kind of it. So I can't even tell you if you look for a small vehicle, a truck, a large vehicle. Just look for that front end damage. 322-4900. What a crappy way for me to start the show today. That sucks, but that's the world we live in, and I guess now the area we live in. This makes how many pedestrians now just in northern Nevada? Yeah. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. This is your live and local FM Talk station. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And, of course, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. You can send me an email. Thank you so much to Christy and Vance and John for all the emails this morning. Evil preaches tolerance until it is dominant. Then it tries to silence good.
Who said that?
You did. You're always trying to shut me up.
I don't remember saying that last week. Not at all.
I know. I know what you're thinking.
I just thought I'd come in and say, why you got to be so morose?
Because people like this just make me sick. They really do. But I want to give a quick update. So we are supposedly looking, this is according to NHP, for an early 80s, 90s GM truck, SUV, or van. But they don't know the color. So look for a truck, van, conversion, SUV, 80s, 90s. If you see that front end damage, please. NHP or 322-4900. What do you want?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I wasn't even, I might have stuck my foot in my mouth, which wouldn't be the first time, but I was, I'm not familiar with the story. So we had somebody try to plow somebody over?
Yeah. No, they did.
So much going on these days. I mean, with the shootings in Philadelphia, Dayton, El Paso, and all the stuff that's going on. Here's one good reason never to tune out from this radio station, besides the national news top and bottom of the hour, but the local news with Monica here is just all this negative stuff going on. I wish I could find something cheerful to talk about. I was going to bring up a couple of different things, the background checks, and I hate this, and I hate that Trump is falling into this trap about putting the word meaningful background checks. And, and I will go back to a guy who's a huge nut job. He really is a wing nut, and that's Jesse Ventura. But when he was governor of, do I have him right? The governor of Minnesota, the one thing that he said that made more sense than anybody, and in fact, Lars Larson was talking about this yesterday, and you see it every year. They come to the legislature with 2,500 new ideas on how to make your life better and how to keep bad things from happening. Now, how long have they been at it? And how come they think everybody is so stupid that what they propose to do is suddenly going to stop bad things from happening? Life happens, and a lot of bad things happen, but 2,500 new ideas on how to regulate you and stop people from hurting themselves or hurting others or make improvements, and the one thing that Jesse Ventura said was, we meet every other year. Let's take 1 year and do away with all the stupidity that we've already done. In other words, no new bills. Let's go through all the crap we've shoved on people and undo that. I would love for somebody, now, here I am sounding a bit like a hypocrite, but how about a bill proposed by somebody, I don't care who, that says no new bills. Let's go through.
I have said that for 4 years now. And nobody's taken me up on it.
Yeah.
Call Jim Wheeler and get him started on this.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he'll accept my phone call, as he seems to. Now, see what you did is you just threw me a bone there, and I'm going to take it and run with it. And let's repeat what happened. And by the way, Adam Laxalt last week too was on the air with you. Finally, you know, he lost the election. How did that whole holding hands with Michael Roberson work out for you? As opposed to the low voter turnout. You saw the email from the listener, him blaming low voter turnout, which may be accurate. Do you want to know why there was low conservative voter turnout for somebody like you? And that's because you were holding hands with Michael Roberson. Yeah, no good reason. Yeah. Again, you know what? You know, you think about it, and it's just useless trivia, but I wonder if he would have done a lot better. I wonder if he would have won if he would have stayed completely away from Michael Roberson. In other words, don't endorse him. Don't endorse him. Obviously, don't endorse his opponent. But I hate to say it, but kind of do what Brian Sandoval did, other than right at the very end. And by the way, that's Bernie Sandoval, who did endorse Michael Roberson at the end, which was a death knell, again, for Michael Roberson, had he been somewhat conservative. But there's the reason why there was low turnout is the Republicans did it to themselves, passed the biggest tax reform, give illegals driver's licenses. You can call them privileges if you want, but give them driver's licenses, and then go to Republicans and say, vote for me. So anyway, so Jim Wheeler, we held him to task. I mean, we just asked him the question, and then after the conversation said, look, when you do something that we consider or I consider to be wrong, I'll call you to task on it. When you do something good, I'll pat you on the back verbally. And but based on what we did, which had him on the air and said, hey, are you going to use your position as the, well, it was the leader then, but the minority leader, to do anything to raise money for somebody who did something that 78% of Nevadans were against. I'm talking about the commerce tax. Let alone if it was 78% statewide, it would be 98% in Douglas County. Douglas County's never voted to increase its taxes, no matter what they try to sell it as. We have never voted to increase taxes.
I've never voted to increase my taxes.
Well, and so, you know, and then you know what happened. He took that personal. What an affront to his delicate ego that we would dare to question why he would back Michael Roberson for lieutenant governor.
Well, I wonder if Settlemyer is going to have the same, you know, feelings, because I want to get Settlemyer on the air to talk about him actually going with the Democrats for this office of immigration.
Yeah. I don't know what I don't think you last long. But, you know, the whole problem is this recruitment. And thank God for Paul Jackson and doing the work with the young Republicans and stuff, because it's just finding somebody who's willing to put up with, because it is hard to run for office. I mean, even people you think that would be behind you, or it is hard. But you got to replace these people, because it seems that whatever they're drinking in Washington, D.C., you know, they run as conservatives, then do what they do as liberals. And basically, they're Democrat lights. They're Republicrats. Yeah, it's exactly that. Follow the money. But that's, unfortunately, what seems to be filtering into the water system in Douglas County in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So do you think Epstein wait a minute.
Thanks for
do you
the
think
call.
Epstein was murdered or strangled or do you think he hung himself
he
with
murdered.
Those do you think he hung himself with bed sheets that are not capable of holding a 200-pound man up? Yeah.
First off, he was supposed to have paper bed sheets anyway, you know, living the life of luxury.
Yeah.
So
hey,
how
I know
he even
I know you
got to
take
sheet.
A quick break, but was this true? Because Armstrong and Getty were talking about it this morning, that in one of his homes, a penthouse or something in New York, Epstein had a painting of Bill Clinton in a dress and high heels on. Is that true?
Monica Lewinsky's dress.
Hey, thanks for letting me drop it.
Until I see a picture of it, I don't know if it's true, but boy, if it is, that's a doozy. KKFT, thanks, Jerry. KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk. 99.1 FM Talk, also proudly being heard in Smith and Mason Valley on 92.3 FM. Welcome, and thanks for hanging with us for the ride. Hey, you know what? There are a lot of good things to talk about. I don't believe what Jerry said, even though I started off the show a little rough, and we'll get back to that in a little bit, because NHP needs your help, law enforcement needs your help, and that's what we're here for. But we're fighting for Nevada right now. We're fighting to take Nevada back from the politicians who just, well, look for their next donor, okay? And we are having a Fight for Nevada Fallon rally. Recall Governor Sisolak, who's signing all these stupid bills, especially that one, since we were just talking about taxes. Remember when a tax is supposed to sunset? Yeah, taxes never sunset. Without a two-thirds majority, Sisolak, well, he signed a bill to go ahead and let a certain tax not sunset. Imagine that. I'm not surprised that the tax didn't sunset, but I am surprised, or am I, that a Democrat governor would blatantly go against the Nevada Constitution and not care about having a two-thirds majority to, well, pass that bill to keep that tax from sunsetting, even if it was just by one vote. It doesn't matter if it was by one vote. He probably would have done it if it was two votes. This Saturday, please come and join me in Fallon at Millennium Park. I'm going to be out there at 12 o'clock with a bunch of great people like Angela Blass, who, well, basically got this ball rolling for recalling Sisolak, and Barney Wadley also. Christy Scott's going to be out there from Battleborn Firearms and Ammunition. Love to see you out there. If you're not familiar with the area, it is in kind of the corner of Main and William Street, Millennium Park, this Saturday, 12 o'clock. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Spencer this morning. Hi, Spencer. What would you like to talk about?
Yeah, taxes not passed by two-thirds majority of our assembly. So I recently got a stunning letter from the Douglas County regarding the transit occupancy tax, otherwise known as your bed tax, and they just jacked that up $5 a night. You know, I have a vacation home. I do rentals at Lake Tahoe, and all of a sudden they sent a letter and said, "Well, guess what? Due to a assembly bill passed by the vote of your people's representatives, you know, you're adding $5 per night to the room tax." So I called in and asked if this was one of those that was being contested as unconstitutional, and the bureaucrat didn't really know. He said it was some, regulation that they were entitled to increase without an additional vote. And the legislature is somehow expanding legislation that allows them to do that. It allows the Douglas County Tourism Board. So, do you know anything about that?
You know, I will look into that. I don't, but that is pretty much for every county. That's the tourism boards always have, they have the room tax and the overnight tax, and they're always adding, $1 or $2 to go to special projects. At $5 is an incredibly large jump. I mean, that's huge because you're cutting. Oh, go ahead.
For years and years, it was 13%. Then this last year, they bumped it to 14%. Okay, one more percent. And then in the middle of the year, they added $5 on top of that. So they run a rapid-fire fashion. They've increased it twice. And you have $5. And if you're getting $100 a night for your room in your condominium or whatever it is, that's another 5%. So for somebody who's renting for $100 a night, all of a sudden it went from 14% up to 19%. I read the administrator of the Riot Act, and I said, I think this is unconstitutional. He defended it as being enabled and powered by the current law. And so I said,
and that's why we have to keep an eye on these representatives, because they go in with the attitude it's only a dollar, it's only $2, it's only $5, nobody's going to notice. But it's that $5 that's on top of the 14% that you've already increased it. And people do notice, because people are looking. How do you think Airbnb has gotten so popular? You know, it's cutting out rentals because now people are looking for such a great deal. They don't care if they're staying with strangers.
See, I've got to run, but just one more thing about this. It was kind of, I would call it ex post facto, because I got a letter. It was dated July, 19th, and it didn't arrive until about the 29th. And it said, effective July 1, you have to start adding this $5, onto your room tax. And I said, well, that's the month is already done, and they want me to do it. Moreover, I had people who booked these reservations booked months in advance. So I complained about that as well. So, I mean, if at least what the fellow says, well, I'll tell you what, if had already booked the reservation before you received the letter, then you won't have to pay the $5 on those. But everything else from then on, you do. So,
You already got hit with a surprise property tax increase back in January too. So,
I haven't paid it.
Surprise! Sorry about that.
See if you can raise heck about the room tax being not being passed by 2/3 of our legislature, okay?
See how that happens, Spencer, thank you so much for the call, and yes, I will take a look at that as well. That's what they do. They just slip this stuff through, even at regular board meetings, because we don't pay attention. We have these elected representatives that are saying they're doing the best for the community. And that, what is doing the best for the community mean? That's basically slang for we're going to take money from you in some form or another. We're going to raise gas taxes. We're going to raise, you know, I think that everything should be printed out. Why are we so worried about calories on menus and knowing how many calories we're intaking? We need to know when we get a gas receipt, when we get a receipt for our taxes, when we get a receipt for anything, it should show water bills, should show exactly a breakdown of every single tax and fee that is on there. Not just, you know, fees, $4.99, all bundled together. We should see a breakdown of what those fees actually are and where that money is going. Wouldn't that change people's opinions on who they elect and reelect? But yeah, just saying. Make it, what do they say now? Transparent? I like that idea. Let's make it all transparent. And then I want you to do something. We never end an election cycle anymore. It never stops. So whether you're in Lyon, Story, Douglas, Washoe, start looking at the people that you're electing and reelecting. And a really easy way to do that is to go look at campaign contributions. You gotta love those campaign contributions. And you can easily get this. It's through the Secretary of State's office. It's really easy. Just go click on it, and then you start seeing all the names. And best of all, you can see the businesses as well. Check out those businesses that are donating. The employees of those businesses that are donating. And then ask yourself, I wonder why this particular group wants this person in office so badly. I know, because you know what? The media is not going to bring you any of that. The media is not going to bring you the possibility of a room tax increase, the possibility of property tax increases until it's already being voted on. And then they'll tell you what the result is. They don't prepare you. They don't warn you. It's kind of like just throwing everything into the pot and see what happens. I've got another bright spot for you coming up on how you can help with the fight to cure cancer. With the fight, you know, the cure is out there already. They just don't want to bring it out. Sorry. Don't mean to sound like a conspiracy theorist because, yeah, there are cures out there, but we have this pharmaceutical giant, this pharmaceutical monster that keeps things like that pretty much down. More conspiracy theories and good news coming up here on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. After all the tragedy we had this morning in Dayton, we'll do a highlight on that as well. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Point some more stuff out to me. And I'll do a little research for you here on KKFT. It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk. Also being heard on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley, it is KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Whether we're talking about Douglas County, we've got Lyon County, Story County. Thank you for all the people that have been messaging me. I can't wait to see you in Fallon on Saturday. I can't wait to see you as well. So please, you can usually spot me in a crowd. So please come up and introduce yourself. I'll have Mr. M there, as he is colorfully known. That's my husband of, oh gosh, what is today? Today's the 15th. On the 19th, we will have been married for 20. Swear to God, I am such a man. I believe 23 years. So that's pretty incredible. Sad, sad happenings this morning. A pedestrian hit and killed who was walking his five dogs. I'm assuming they're his five dogs. I'm sorry, that's just me. And I'm looking at the stretch of road on 6 Mile Road in between a certain area that Christy actually called to tell me was, you know, common, actually, this hit and run in this area. A lot of commuters between Roughing It Road and Ring Road. Law enforcement looking for an early 80s, 90s GM truck, SUV, van. Not quite sure of the color. Please be on the lookout. Hit and run. And I'm looking at the road, and I'm just, I'm thinking to myself, this is mind-boggling. This is such a straightaway, and it is such an open area. How these people, or how this person with five dogs were also killed, how did this happen? I don't see that they can come forward and say, oh, I didn't see him. Please help law enforcement catch this person. If you even know this person, look for front end damage. Truck, SUV. Call Secret Witness, 322-4900. Let's go to the phone lines this morning and check in with Dave at 884-9910. Hi, Dave. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. Congratulations of 20-some years.
That's a good way to say it. Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to respond to the gentleman that called in about the $5 tax up in Lake Tahoe. To give you a little bit, the public a little bit more information of what happened there. Our county, our great not commissioners, three of them in particular, and I won't name them, but they were fighting to put up this community center up there, this big multi-million dollar convention center.
Yes.
So they can have entertainment.
Yes.
Well, that the county was trying to pass that. The people down in the valley had up in arms about it. So after that, this is how that $5 deal come in, is so they can pay for that. So the people up there, the businesses especially, can pay for that building.
So it's all for this community center?
Basically, yes. That's what their way around it was, to because the people down in the valley said, you do this and you put that on our back and you're not going to be in office. And so
Dave,
they turn around, the same three. I don't know, you remember news where the one commissioner hit the other one?
Yeah.
All right. That was that meeting. It was over the disagreement with what was going on up there. I know all those commissioners. And the disagreement was from the chairman, and he hit the other commissioner that blatantly disagreed with him and come against him. And so, and I know him quite well. I've had, coffee with him and talked to him. But there's three of the commissioners. One of them I don't think is going to run again. The other two are going to be challenged. And because they just voted for called Park, and it's Muller Way, and it's a park property, they call it, over 1,000 acres. They just approved 2,500 homes to be built down there, and the people are really upset in the valley that we're turning into a California, and it's getting out of hand. So two of the commissioners are dead set against this stuff. One of them got so mad when they passed it, he walked out. And so three of them are going to be challenged. There's no question about it. And we're going to get them out of there if they don't start representing the people. And by the way, Monica, you remember the Senate bill that for more gun control that was passed?
Uh-huh.
and we started down in Douglas County. I'm the one that started all that down there and got the commissioners and got the people. And we had packed out down there two meetings, and they voted, of course, to resist it. I'm not going to say it was a coming against it. It was just letting our sheriff's department stuff know that we're backing you when you cannot enforce this. So,
Dave, would you mind staying on the line through a break?
Sure.
Okay, hang on the line. We've got Fox News right now.